talk, a little bit of sports.
Julie's talking sports at the bar.
Brought to you by Downtown Joe's in Napa.
All right, Downtown Joe's, thank you for being my sponsor. Celebrating 25 years in downtown Napa. Go by and say hi. All right, let's talk a little local stuff because there's so much fun stuff going on. So right now I see that the Napa High softball team is up 6-3, and it's the bottom of the fourth. That was about 45 minutes ago, so it's probably almost over by now. So let's go Napa High softball. Okay, let's talk about the Vintage High cheer and dance team. Did you see this? This is amazing, and I think we need to get Carson on my show. Carson McComber, I think that's how you say his name. This is a young man that had the courage to follow his heart and his passion for cheer. Now, it's not easy being the first, but Carson, with his bravery, set the stage for many to follow in his footsteps. We want to give a big bravo to Carson, and I want to call you out and have you come on my show and talk all about it. He's a very sweet picture of him on the Vintage High School Cheer and Dance Team Twitter page, so check it out. Very proud of him. And then, you know, we've all heard about 9-year-old Riley Morrison from Napa. You know, she plays point guard with her Catholic Youth League team, and this past Friday, and in honor of National Women's Celebration Day, she and her family went to the local Oakland pop-up store to see her newly designed shoe that you all heard about on display. And guess who surprised her? Yes, of course, her idol, Steph Curry. There's an awesome little interview. I put it on our Facebook page. It's all over the news right now. We are so proud of her in our hometown. Go Riley. That's amazing. So good job, girl. All right, let's talk a little bit of basketball and baseball. Warriors, I'm not sure. Steph, you got to step it up here, buddy. I don't know if it's time to start worrying about them or not, but they did lose 4 of their last 6 games. They lost last night 115-111 to the Suns. They do play on Wednesday against the Rockets at 6:30, so let's hope they can pull it together. Speaking of struggling, the A's are struggling right now to find their new home. They're really trying to get a new home, but now they're saying they've got to build other homes. So they're negotiating that right now and building a new stadium and hopefully building homes around it because that's kind of the issue right now. All right, the Giants beat the Dodgers today. Woohoo! 4-1. They play the Brewers tomorrow at 7:05. In today's game, Joey Bart hit a 3-run double in the 9th inning to beat out the Dodgers. Joey Bart is a 22-year-old kid. Yes, he's a kid, who was the 2nd overall pick in last June's draft. So he's looking pretty good for us. So go Joey and go Giants.
Julie's talking sports at the bar.
Brought to you by Downtown Joe's in Napa.